Hi everyone, welcome back to a new episode of our podcast on women that can make the difference. Malala is a Pakistani blogger who fights for the rights of women. Her story is incredible and now, in this podcast, we're going to talk about it with a special guest. But now, some info about her. Malala was born on July 12th in 1997 in Pakistan, a very poor country. Malala's father was a teacher in her school, where the girls in the village studied. Unfortunately, in 2007, the Taliban, a group of extremists, took power and imposed strict Islamic law, so the girls couldn't go to school. When she was 11, she started to write a blog about the life under the Taliban, but they found out and threatened to kill her. In 2012, when she was 50, she was going home and a Taliban got on her bus. He pointed a gun and asked, "Who is Malala?" The man shot her, but she survived. In 2013, at the United Nations, Malala said, "The terrorists talk that they will change my aims and stop my ambition, but nothing changed in my life. Expect this. Weakness, fear and hopelessness died. Strength, power and courage were born." In 2014, Malala became the youngest winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. The UN named her birthday the Malala Day. She wrote a book called I Am Malala. In the UK, she studied politics, philosophy, and economics, and in 2018, she created the Malala Fund, an association for girls like Malala with the same stories. This is an incredible story, but now the special guest, an Italian student who has learned about Malala in the English lesson, we will tell us what he thinks about this story.
Buongiorno a tutti, sono Sebastiano, uno studente italiano, e anche io sono stato affascinato dalla storia di Malala. Adesso vi leggo una sua citazione. Niente è cambiato nella mia vita dopo l'attentato, tranne questo pensiero. La debolezza, la paura e la disperazione sono morte. La forza, la potenza e il coraggio sono nati. E ancora, il mio giorno non è dedicato solo a me, ma il giorno di ogni donna, ogni ragazza o ragazzo che hanno alzato la voce per i propri diritti. Prendiamo un libro e una penna. Loro sono le armi più forti. Malala ci fa capire che la guerra si può sconfiggere anche senza la violenza, usando semplicemente una penna e un libro, ovvero l'istruzione. Lei ci invita a unirci alla lotta per i diritti umani, utilizzando le parole come strumento.
Thank you for your opinion. This podcast episode has finished, but we will talk soon. Bye!
Ciao!